The issue right now is that there are areas that are heavily affected and there are areas that are moderately affected. The regions that are more affected, Kunene is the worst affected one, with Omaheke, where you have some constituencies that are really under stress in this issue. And then you also have Omsati, Ohangwena, Oshana, Kavango, and Caprivi regions, and Oshkoto that are also heavily affected.
When we're speaking about the actual effects of the drought, we're talking about crop failure and livestock deaths, which results in people not being able to have food.
Oh, yeah. Namibia relies heavily on crop production, and a lot of people do survive from agriculture activities. Now, with this situation, we do not do a lot of irrigation. Most of the agriculture activities are rain-fed crops, and obviously grazing is also requiring. That's why we really had failed rain, hence we have failed crops, and harvest was very, very much limited.
How is this affecting families, especially children, school children? Are they getting meals at school?
The government of Namibia had already some school feeding practices in place. This also is continuing and is going to be expanded. Currently, grade 1 to grade 7 pupils, the targeted population that are getting school feeding, about 300,000. And this is an increase from 200,000. However, the under fives and other groups such as lactating mothers and pregnant mothers and elderly would be benefiting from some arrangements from the Red Cross and the Council of Churches to set up kitchens to provide meals on a daily basis.
I understand the government of Namibia has declared a national emergency for the country. How have other international agencies responded to the drought situation there?
The international community has really came forth. I remember that the information I have at this moment is that the Russian government have come forth, and the Chinese government is also part of those that came forth. Those are the ones that have donated to the government. But through the Red Cross, we have launched an international appeal that is launched locally. A number of international communities also came forth, like the U.S. government. The Indonesians have done a great gesture in the country office. They donating that funds to the drought, which is really a very rare.
What lies ahead in the months to come? Will food security be an issue?
I can tell you that within Namibia, the supply of food is plenty. But maybe the biggest question is that will people be able to continue to buy from these outlets, which I think I would say yes, unless we think that the people do not have the buying power and the means to buy.